This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's a new revelation in the controversy over President Clinton's last-minute pardons. Clinton's brother-in-law, Hugh Rodham, received nearly $400,000 for successfully lobbying for a client's pardon and another's prison commutation. In a written statement, the former president said he and his wife, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, were deeply disturbed by the news. They denied any prior knowledge and requested the money be returned. The money was given back, and Rodham denies any impropriety. NPR's Mara Liasson covered the Clinton White House. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
A month into the Bush administration, and the Clintons still have
our
attention.
I think I'll cover the President Clinton for the next 8 years. Yeah, well, this is another problem for the president. Once again, his statement that he released yesterday raises more questions than it answers. He said that he and his wife had no knowledge of the payments. He doesn't say whether he knew that his brother-in-law, Hugh, was actually lobbying. Mrs. Clinton released a second statement saying that her brother never talked to her about the two applications, one for the pardon and one for the commutation. Her aides say that she didn't know about her brother's work, but again, it raises the question, what did the Clintons know about Hugh's involvement in these cases?
The two people for whom Hugh Rodham lobbied, of what are they accused?
One of them was accused of drug dealing, Carlos Vignali. He actually had a lot of people lobbying for a commutation of his sentence. The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Los Angeles, Roger Mahoney, wrote a letter. A lot of elected officials in California wrote letters on his behalf. The other man, Glenn Braswell, had already served his sentence for fraud and perjury, but he was still under investigation by prosecutors, and they were quite angry that he received a pardon. But the pardons themselves were questionable. This controversy is about the appearance that pardons were, in effect, sold or given to people who had connections, either making political contributions to the Clintons or had friends of the Clintons or relatives lobbying for them. Now, Hugh himself issued a statement through his lawyer saying that he did nothing improper. However, he was aware that what he did had the appearance of impropriety. His lawyer said that's something he cannot ignore.
Well, you wonder what's next in the pardon saga.
Well, you do wonder what's next. One thing that this latest story has done is brought a new round of condemnation to the Clintons. Even Terry McAuliffe, the new chairman of the Democratic National Committee, President Clinton's good friend and money raiser, has said that what Hugh did was, quote, absolutely wrong. He's called on Hugh Rodham to fully account for his actions. The New York Times has written another editorial saying that what Clinton did was a disgrace. President Carter has weighed in, former President Carter has weighed in, saying that the pardon of Mark Rich, a fugitive billionaire, was a disgrace. And this is definitely another blow to the president, to his wife, brand new senator from New York, and to the Democratic Party, who desperately wants to move on from the scandals of the Clinton era. And this will be investigated. Dan Burton, the chairman of the Congressional Committee, who is already investigating the Mark Rich pardon, says that he is certainly going to be calling on the president's brother-in-law to explain what he did and what the president might have known.
NPR's Mara Liasson.